Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Let's go. Time to start the day. Time to get up.
No. It's too much.
You've got work to do.
Well, let's get back to it.
Game on.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, time out. Okay, game on again. I thought my shoe was untied.
Okay, then.
Let's get started.
Great. Let's get started.
The show starts now.
Show
starts now.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now. This is when it starts. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Log on to 991FMTalk.com for our poll question today. This is just horrendous. This is absolutely horrendous, and it should be upsetting people around the world. Pakistan's Supreme Court yesterday ordered the release of the Pakistani-British terrorist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. So the question is, would this have happened if Trump were still in the White House? Do we now, because of Biden, look weak around the world and look like a target? It's just amazing. Just amazing. Love to hear from you today. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Just a couple of things. If you don't see how your speech is being taken away. I don't follow PETA anyway, but this is just crazy. They are now looking at the removal of certain words for you to say. You know, you can't call a person this, you can't call a person that. Yeah. Instead of using the word chicken anymore, they want you to call someone a coward. Instead of a rat, call them a snitch. Instead of a snake, call them a jerk. Instead of a pig, call them repulsive. Instead of a sloth, call them lazy. They're calling this supremacist language. They want you to stand up for justice by rejecting supremacist language. Calling someone an animal as an insult reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. Didn't God give man dominion over all of the earth, all of the plants, all of the animals? Yeah. This is going so far. But you know what? For them, this is the right time to do it. Because the libs think they have the upper hand right now. And just as I said, they think they have the upper hand. It's the Monica J. Show. It's about education. It's about how you get your news and the stats that you need to know. Sandra Linares is joining us right now, and it is such a pleasure to have you on with me, Sandra, because you are crazy. You started a business during a pandemic and a shutdown. What were you thinking?
Good afternoon, Monica, or good morning still, I should say. What was I thinking? I was thinking I need to do something more, essentially. You know, what can I do to make a difference and enjoy doing it? And that's basically, I wanted to do what made me happy and what I can make a difference and help other people, especially women who, have been underrepresented, of course, as we know. You know, they're just now beginning to really get into gun ownership. And, you know, so I decided that what better way to make my mark?
Sandra, Sandra started and opened up Freedom Rings Firearms Training Academy. So, Sandra, why that? And how? Why do you feel that women are so underrepresented? Do you have numbers to back that up?
I do. So, you know, first off, you know, women always took a back seat to men within the firearms industry. And that's over time, of course, through the decades. And now, you know, there's a big need for it. If you think about it, you know, so the gun violence archives, I did some research and, you know, homicides, you know, just from, you know, 2019 or say from June to October 2020, there's a 36% increase. The 28 major U.S. cities of crime, you know, compared to the same period last year. So you're only talking from June to October for this survey done. You know, not just that, take Reno. Just Reno, for example. Reno has a higher, 7% higher national average in crime rates. Violent crimes in Reno are 47% higher than the national average. And this survey was based on an FBI statistics, you know, for the previous year. You know, we're 1 in 38 chances of becoming a victim of crime in Reno. Women are the biggest target. Women, you know, over the decades have been, you know, quite accustomed to having their partner or male, whoever it is, take care of them and protect them. The problem is you're not with your partner all the time. You're not with your family. You're not with someone else. So you're either going to have to get trained and be able to defend yourself when you're not with your partner, or you're going to be subject to a possibility of crime. And women, you know, really need to be trained, and not just in a CCW. They need to be trained, and then they should be able to protect themselves, the CCW. That's my belief. You know, right now, women, we're talking about 200,000 times a year through, you know, statistics shown that they were able to defend themselves against sexual abuse. This is nationwide, 200,000 times using a gun to defend themselves against sexual abuse. That's how important it is for women all across our nation to be properly trained to be able to thwart off an attack. You know, that is just, those are statistics, and we need to wake up to the fact that, you know, it's extremely important for a spouse or a partner to encourage that training. You know, so that's, I'm very passionate about it, and that's why I decided to open, you know, this business during a pandemic. Absolutely.
So when we talk about training, you brought up a good point, is a lot of people will just, you know, they see what's going on in the news, they get scared, they just want to go out and buy a gun. And that really isn't the way that you should go about it. They buy a gun and then they sign up to get their CCW. And training is what is the most important.
Exactly. Well, a lot of women, like we had talked about, they, you know, what you just said, they get trained, they get pushed through a CCW class. And then they go home and they stick their gun in their drawer, never to be touched again, or at least for an extended time period. And they forgot pretty much what they did in the CCW class. So they sit there and they're scared at that point to even pick it up. And that's a common occurrence with the women I work with. You know, so my belief is women, you know, and men too, shouldn't get a CCW if they really don't know how to take their gun apart, right? How to clean it, how to responsibly, you know, hold it. You know, there's a lot of different, it's not just about being able to pull the trigger and hit a target. It's about feeling comfortable with your firearm at all different, you know, instances. You know, how to properly store it, how to properly conceal it. You know, a lot of women don't carry because they don't have a clue how to properly conceal it. So a basic pistol class to give you the base, you know, the foundation is, I encourage that. I hold them at least weekly. And then at that point, they can go forward and then go to the next step, but not until they're comfortable, you know, and that's what worries me the most. You know, you have a lot of classes, a lot of instructors who push people for a CCW, but they're not ready to carry a CCW.
So does that put people, especially women, in a more dangerous situation if they have a gun in the house and there is a home invasion?
Yep, and they don't know maybe if one's even in the chamber because maybe their husband did it. So there's a lot of things they have to learn before they're truly going to be comfortable. And I would prefer that they learn these basic, you know, foundational skills before they take the next step, because that gun can be used on them. If someone is not really in the mental mindset to say, you know, what is it going to take for me to decide my life is in danger, right? Mm-hmm. What is it going to take that I'm going to cross the line? You know, what is it going to take when I'm going to pull it out and say, I have to defend myself or others? Is that person really properly trained to do that and to be aware of, right, to be aware of what that line is? So, yeah, there's, you know, and I, again, encourage all the training, and for men, too. But men typically have had a little more training than women, as we know, over the decades, you know. And another thing for a CCW, you know, for a concealed carry state, they have proven, you know, again, through the FBI crime statistics, that murder decreases in 8.5%, rapes 5%, aggravated assault 7%, robbery 3% for those states that support, you know, and have laws for concealed carry. So it's absolutely important and crucial for women to go that route. But prior to that, training to make them feel comfortable and so they know they can defend themselves or their family, that's a must, you know.
And that's what I love about you, is you encourage people just to get the training, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with you. It's just get the training.
It doesn't have to be anybody. Get the training and take the next step. And now, unfortunately, getting a CCW, you have a year, just to give you an update to your viewers, you have a year wait to even get an appointment, let's say the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. So if you go on today and you complete your application for a CCW and then take your CCW class, say a month or two later, your appointment they're giving is not until 2022 now.
So, but if you, do you have to get the CCW in the county that you live in? Or if you get your training and you're ready, can you go to Carson City? Because I heard it's a lot easier there.
Correct. It is not the proper thing to do. They want you to get your CCW in the county you're residing in, and et cetera. So I don't encourage that. There are ways that people should get around it. But currently in Washoe County, you're looking at a wait time of a year to even have your appointment to bring your training certificate in with your application.
So well, good. Then you've got a whole year that you can do extra training. Sandra, what's your website, and how can people find you online?
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. It's Freedom Rings Firearms Training Academy. Yes, it's five words. But you can go on there, and I also have a Facebook page. So it's Freedom Rings and 1111 Tactical. If you ever forget my website, 1111 Tactical on Rock Boulevard, it's 1111 Tactical USA. I hold my classrooms there as well. They will always know how to get a hold of me, just in case. But Freedom Rings is my website, Freedom Rings Firearms Training Academy. And again, my phone number is 741-7000. That's another way. So, but thank you so much, Monica. I really appreciate it. I find this subject very, very important.
And so do I. Yeah. That's why I wanted to have you on, because, you know, women are the largest group of firearm purchasers right now. And I just want to make sure that everybody is safe, because, You know, if there are going to be that many firearms out there as responsible firearms owners, you know, because we're always being attacked by the left, it's important everybody knows what to do.
Yeah, there was 8.4 million new gun owners in 2020, and 40% of those were women. That's 3.3 million women.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Sandra Linares, thank you so much for joining me today. And let's just keep an eye on the legislature and make sure that no more of our Second Amendment rights get taken away from us. Sandra, thank you very much for being on the program today.
What you do. Thank you.
All right. We will be right back. I've got some more information for you, and I finally figured out the website. So if you want to help in the homeless endeavor that Pat Carter and Jim were talking about earlier, I figured it out. The Reno Initiative for Shelter Inequality is RISE. So renoinitiative.org. That's where you want to go. renoinitiative.org. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, what a day. All that beautiful snow out there, the weekend ahead of us. And then, dun, 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 the legislature starts up Monday. That is going to be a manic Monday. But fortunately, you have people working for you. Joining us right now is Barney Wadley, who is with the Battleborn Patriots, Taking Nevada Back. You can log on to takingnevadaback.com. Barney, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, good morning, Monica. How's my favorite talk show host today?
I am doing fabulous because I've got a lot of great guests today, just like yourself. So let's talk about how people can follow along with the bills that are being introduced into the legislature and what the Battleborn Patriots Taking Nevada Back team has been doing.
Well, it's easy to follow along on all of these bills. All you have to do is go into www.leg.state.nv.us, and that takes you in to the legislature. On the right hand side, you'll see a column of links, and one of them will say Nellis, N-E-L-I-S. If they click on Nellis, it takes them right straight to the bills for the assembly, for the Senate, and for the joint bills. And they can follow along right there.
Now, with Nellis, though, don't you have to have the specific number, that the specific bill that you're looking for?
No, no. If you go into Nellis, let me go back on mine here. I'm already in, so... Okay. If you go into Nellis, it takes you right straight, to, it says.
Legislation in the left-hand corner.
Yeah, legislation. And then all bills and resolutions. If you click on that one, it gives you every one of the Assembly and Senate bills that are currently in the queue waiting to be heard. And it also gives you their status, whether they've been heard, whether they've gone to a committee, whether they've been voted on once, or whether they have already been dropped. So it's very important information on each one of these. I'll just take the first one, AB1, real quick. And if you click on AB1, it says overview, text, amendments, votes, fiscal notes, meetings, and exhibits. So if you click on any one of those, it immediately gives you everything about that bill.
Also gives you the sponsors, which is really a good look at who's trying to push something. I got to take my Fox News break here, Barney, but would you stay on the line? Because I want to know what you guys have been doing and going through all of the different bills for people, because that's the hardest thing. People don't sit down in Nellis and read everything. They just kind of wait until it gets out in the news. And by the time it reaches the news, it's too late to react to anything.
Yeah.
All right. We got a Fox News break here on the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back with Taking Nevada Back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and whatever time I can get with you, if you miss any part of the show any day, you can always go find it on our website, 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question, while you're there, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of the Pakistani-British terrorist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. This was a shock to Pearl's family, let me tell you. So, do you think this would have happened if Trump were still in the White House? Just curious what you think about that, because it seems as though already around the world, people are looking at America as a weaker country. So far, of those participating, 93% said no, this would not have happened on Trump's watch. So again, 991fmtalk.com. You can also stream the show live by just clicking on the Listen Live button, and you can check out the podcast under the podcast category and go into the schedule, click on my page. There's all kinds of updated information there on the COVID scam we've got going on. And boy, I'm going to have to start a whole new section just for the legislature. Joining us right now on the show is Barney Wadley, who is working with Battleborn Patriots, Taking Nevada Back. You can find them at takingnevadaback.com, and we're talking about the legislature. Starting up Monday morning. Are you ready, Barney?
Oh, my team is getting all geared up for it, and we can't wait for the legislature to open so that we can tear into the bills. So far, there's 154 bills in the queue, and my team's about two-thirds of the way through those.
Now, wait a minute. I'm seeing 175.
There may be a few more that have popped in.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be adding more.
Yeah. All of the bills that have come in so far have primarily been they have added some others within the past day or so. The majority of the bills, 99% of them, have been introduced by Democratic legislators. Their committees have been running wild over the past year and a half or 2 years now, and they've drawn up a lot of bills. We're expecting anywhere between 50 and 100 bills per day to come in. My team is pretty much geared up now, and we're just waiting for them to come in so that we can get out, tear these bills apart. What we're doing is we're summarizing the bill in about two sentences, and giving about four or five bullet points why it's either a good bill or a bad bill for Nevadans.
Okay. Now, this are you going to have this on TakingNevadaBack.com?
Yes. D is going to be, and our other IT person is going to be putting some of these bills, the more important ones, on the website. Obviously, we're probably not going to get 1,000 to 1,500 bills on our website. So it'll be prioritized by the ones that are most dangerous to the residents of Nevada.
Okay. Yeah, because the session limits, you know, to 1,500, but still, the session limit should be like 100. I mean, it's just ridiculous the amount of bureaucracy that they continue to throw in. And this one just caught my eye. I was just clicking around. I mean, not even going in order. And I landed on AB 63, an act relating to local financial administration authorizing a local government to use money from a certain fund to mitigate the effects of certain emergencies and providing other matters properly relating hereto. Now, this sounds to me like the bill that Washoe County or the city of Reno wanted to start putting new taxes or new financial, you know, restrictions on people in Reno.
Yes, it's you're pretty close to being right. The bill itself,
AB 63, just in case people miss that.
Yeah, I'm looking right now through my notes to see if my gang has torn that one apart yet.
See, and that's the nice thing is these are all volunteers, and if you still want to volunteer, you can get with TakingNevadaBack.com and use your knowledge of bills, because like Barney said, these are going to be flooding in as soon as the legislature starts, probably about 100 bills a day. And they're going to, they're going to, of course, do what they did last session and wait until the very last minute so they just get pushed through.
Yes. Now, that's a very good point, Monica. We have a lot of bills that we know are going to be reintroduced from the 2018 session. Water bills, of course, are going to be popping back up. We know that because of the president that we have and his agenda and the governor and legislature that we have and their agenda, that we are going to have restrictions put on the Second Amendment. We're going to have taxes. And even though I haven't seen any evidence of it yet, I'm sure that the legislature is thinking about this state income tax. Even though it's going to take about 2 years to get it passed, I'm sure that they're going to start on it and start the procedure. So those are just two of them that are going to be on a high watch list this year. They are going to wait, and it's like the special session where it's late at night. They're going to introduce them. They're going to debate them, and they're going to try to push them through. So same thing as the special session. They are going to be pulling, how do I say it politely, dirty tricks.
A fast one.
To get these things through, yes.
Again, you've got to start following the bills now. LEG, so leg.state.nv.us, and just go into Nellis, go into legislation, and hit, that's up in the left-hand corner, hit all bills, and it just starts them all out for you. Start reading them one by one, but know that the Taking Nevada Back team is there to help us get through all of these. Barney, do you think so far from the bills that you've seen is the most important ones, just as an example that we should be looking at?
Oh, there's I can't just pick one out because there's several. There's bills relating to children. There's bills relating to taxation. There's bills relating to the petroleum industry. These are all equally nasty bills. And it's something that we have to keep on top of. On a little side note to that, if any of the listening audience would like to get involved in this, it doesn't matter where you live in Nevada. I can put you on a team, and everything is done through email, text, phone, et cetera. We will need a lot of help with this. You don't have to be a legislative expert. It's all very simple, and you have all the help that you need with the bills.
So can they still sign up to volunteer at takingnevadaback.com?
At takingnevadaback.com, and also they can email me direct with their contact information at barneyw6@gmail.com.
This is a question I get asked all the time. What can I do to help, and where do I start? Here's a great way to start. Just if you're, you know, I don't want to say homebound, but if you're just, you know, stuck at home, not working or working from home and you've got extra time, start going through these bills and helping people understand them, because that's the thing is they don't put them out in a form where people really understand what the bills are driving at. They've got the whereases and thereto and blah, blah, blah. It's not written in common speak on purpose.
Exactly. And it's easy once you read one or two bills to kind of cut through all of this whereas and all the rest of the stuff, the legal mumbo jumbo in there. It's pretty easy to cut through that and get to the main thrust of that bill. So it's not complicated. It's not rocket science.
Boy, we keep saying that about the legislature, and then they keep pulling fast ones on us. So I wish it was rocket science.
Yeah, the biggest thing that we have to watch is last-minute additions, bills being introduced at the last minute. Those are the ones that they're holding back for the opportune time to introduce those and shove them through without a lot of debate.
Yeah. It's the debate that people don't get.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So,
all right.
Like you say, they've added some new bills in the past few days. So we'll be tearing those apart also.
Perfect. TakingNevadaBack.com, BarneyW6@gmail.com. Barney Wadley, thank you so much for joining me today, and we're going to have to carve out a regular schedule for you starting next week on just giving us some highlights of things that we need to watch for.
Fantastic. I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you, Barney. Appreciate your time today. All right, we've got all kinds of things still to discuss of what's going on, sex trafficking and Merck. Did you hear this? Merck has actually stopped development of both coronavirus vaccines that they've been working on. That is a huge setback for one of the largest vaccine companies out there. And nobody's covering this. I don't know why. One of the reasons that they gave was, well, I love this. Merck stops COVID vaccine because studies have showed people are better off catching the virus and recovering. Why isn't that everywhere? Why isn't that all over in the news? Because something else that you don't see in the news is the gentleman from Los Angeles, from Orange County, California. This is coming from The Blaze, if you want to check it out for yourself. It was released yesterday. Should be screaming from the rooftops, but nope. The media built up the fear until this point. Healthcare worker taken to ER just a few hours after getting second COVID-19 vaccine shot. 4 days later, he was dead. He was an X-ray technologist from Orange County, California, or from Orange, California. Chalk that up to another one. We don't hear about the deaths coming from the vaccine. All we hear is about the supposed deaths from COVID. You know, the guy that was in the car accident, died of COVID. Guy that had the heart attack, died of COVID. They keep focusing on that. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't get a vaccine. I'm not getting a vaccine because that is my choice. You should have that same choice. But those choices are being taken away. They're being taken away with vaccine passports. They're being taken away with organizations and employers like the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows, saying that if you want to work here, you have to have this vaccine. If you don't, you're out. Because let me tell you, that's going to be just the first of many. And we've been telling you this for years. This isn't something new. It's just the plan coming to fruition from Event 201 that Bill Gates put into place. Agenda 21. Agenda 2030. It's all out there online from these organizations themselves to see what they are doing to depopulate the world. It still concerns me. It concerns me and it hurts my heart that people are falling for all of this when the information is out there. Yet people are still relying on a media that has been proven to be lying. All you have to do is research it for yourself. Research their stealth sterilization methods, because you're going to see more of that as well. And the media is just going to keep pushing the same agenda. All the doublespeak. And it's always when it's too late. And I'll explain right after this as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. It's live and local talk. And I think Lyon County Commissioner Ken Gray put it best today for everything that's going on around us. We're being pushed to see how much we will take, how far that they can go. Go to congress.gov, look up HR 127. They're coming after your guns. and they're doing it right now. And here's the news that you just cannot make up because people would think it was ridiculous. This is coming from the Epic Times, one of my favorite news sources. Chinese citizens are decrying the new swab testing for COVID-19. I wasn't going to use the term that they use because let's just say instead of opening your mouth and saying, ah, you have to drop your drawers and grab your ankles. Yes, that's how they're swabbing for COVID now. They claim that it is a more accurate test to detect COVID-19. How far are you going to let them go? When do you say no more of this garbage? I hope it's soon, because very shortly this will be a communist country. It's the Monica Jay Show. Have a great weekend. Get out and have some fun. I'm going to go break it to my husband that he's shampooing carpets this weekend. Until Monday, the first day of the legislature, be safe. God bless. Love you. Mwah. Have an awesome weekend.